Welcome back, everyone. This is the Prepared Mindset Podcast. And, you know, this week's episode, this is going to be different. You know, you ever have those moments in life where you do something and it's like, wow, that was really, it's really incredible. It's something you like, you look back on and go, man, I don't know if I'll ever achieve something. If I'll ever get to that level again, if I'll ever be that good again. You know, those moments, those like defining moments in life. Well, this is not that episode, you guys, because I'm sitting down with Kevin from Custom Night Vision, and we're going to talk about night vision, obviously, but we're also probably going to get into some pretty spicy internet drama. We're going to talk about the industry. We're going to talk about habits and trends. We're gonna talk about a whole lot of stuff. I was thinking about what to say about getting Kevin on the podcast finally, and you know, it's like this is like my white whale, but you know, not really. I have actually been trying to get Kevin on for some time now. You know, we've worked with Custom for a long time, and Ben and Trevor and obviously Kevin, right? Great dudes, tremendous people. We love them. Been trying to make this work for a while, and it's just one of those things that has just continued to elude me. But no further, I say. We've been able to nail this down in like the middle of the workday, like make it work, stuff like that. It's pretty exciting. You guys like night vision. I like night vision. It's one of those things that as we talk about personal preparedness and the capabilities that we have access to as American civilians, right? Because there's, I mean, for better or for worse, right? We still have a bunch of laws and stuff that prohibit us from getting access to certain things. You know, basically anything on the NFA. Now, yes, you can. You go, well, but Austin, with the NFA, we can still have those things. We just have to pay an unconstitutional $200 tax and ridiculous wait time. And I think if you evaluate that statement, you'll see the problem, right? So yes, we still have access. It's just government controlled, which to me is not as much freedom as we would like ourselves to, like, we try to like trick ourselves into believing it. But night vision is one of those things, like, yeah, there's some regulations, there's some controls on, you know, where you can and can't send stuff, because we don't want near peer forces to have as good of toys as we do, and I certainly get that to an extent. So when we all go and buy our goodies, we have to fill out that piece of paper that says, nope, I'm not going to send this to, China or wherever else, right? That's the ITAR paperwork and everything. But, like, aside from that, I mean, there's not really a wait time with that. It's basically how quickly can you fill out an electronic signature online, and you can have access to night vision, whether it's, you know, single tube or dual tube or like some green, you know, Omni surplus stuff. And that's where a lot of guys start, right? All the way up until like the really fascinating stuff like quad tubes and, you know, aviation spec goggles for dudes that are flying at night and all like the, you know, totally Gucci shit that they have to do. And everything in between. So this is going to be an opportunity to kind of like bust into some of that stuff. Maybe dispel some myths. I know with like, how you want to say it out loud, but like OpticsGate on Reddit and everything. That's still fresh in a lot of people's minds. Not so much in other people's. I think there's some other things that have stepped up to make the community mad at a different, you know, segment of industry. But, you know, it is what it is. There's always something people are out there looking to complain about. But night vision's awesome, you know, and we're going to talk about it. You guys seem to love those discussions. And I know several of you guys have been trying or pushing, right, for me and Kevin to connect on this. And that's actually how this one came about. Full disclosure, story time, right? I had a different guest scheduled for this episode. And then I was scrolling, you know, doom scrolling like I does on the Instagram across stories. And I think Kevin put up like a question saying, you know, people were like, hey, when are you going to get on Prepared Mindset Podcast? And I was like, dude, yes. Hey, fun story. I actually had a slot open up this week. What does your schedule look like? And we compared, you know, some time slots and everything, and we're like, hey, this I think should work. Like, let's make this happen and come together. So I rearranged my day. I made sure I was available to the best extent I could for Kevin. I'm really excited to sit down and talk with him. If you guys have ever seen the videos on the YouTube channel for Custom or anything like that, you know, he's a pretty creative character there. And I think that this discussion will be, I hope, you know, it'll be in line with that. And of course, we'll, you know, hopefully teach you guys some stuff about night vision. And if nothing else, right, the goal is always to be entertaining. And I don't think there's going to be any shortage of that in this conversation. But before we get into that, I want to say thank you actually to Custom Night Vision. They are a presenting sponsor here at Prepared Mindset, and their website is customnightvision.com. So if you finish this episode, if you hear Kevin and you go, man, I want to buy some shit from that guy, you can head on over to customnightvision.com and check out everything that they have in stock. So whether that's a single tube unit like a PVS-14 or the MH-14 or, man, there's so many now in the single tube market because it's that entry level step for so many people who maybe don't have the budget yet to get into night, you know, dual tube night vision or quad tube night vision or, you know, night vision with the thermal overlay. But they want to take that step. They want to have that capability. They want to start training and learning how to be effective. That's where the single tubes come in. Custom has a full stock of all those housings. Some of them in multiple colors. So like the Tanto from Nocturne Industries comes in like black and flat dark earth. And I think green and stuff. They have all that and more. You can select if you want L3 tubes or L-bit or Photonis tubes, or maybe if you're really balling on a budget, you know, an NVT, they have all that ready to go with your choice of optics, whether it's mil-spec or RPO or whatever you need, whatever you want. Or if you're ready to get into some dual tubes, man, dual tubes are incredible and they stock a full lineup of housings. So whether it's something very rugged and very durable and basic like the RNVG, they have that. If you want something that's pushing the cutting edge of what your housing is able to do, maybe like the MH1 from Lloyd Innovations, they have that. If you're looking for the Manicore from Nocturne Industries, they have the Manicore in stock, ready to go, ready to ship to you guys. And you can pick, again, the tubes you want, the specs that you want. And if you have questions on all of this stuff, maybe you don't understand FOM or signal to noise ratio or any of that stuff, there's a chat function built into the lower right-hand corner. And again, the website is customnightvision.com. And you can reach out to one of the team members. You can reach out to Kevin, you can reach out to Ben, you can reach out to Trevor and ask them, hey, what does this mean? Is this going to be a good tube? Hey, can we get on the phone together and talk through this? They are there to make sure you have the most transparent buying experience possible for night vision. You guys, again, it's customnightvision.com. Head on over and check it out for yourselves and pick up some tubes today. Also want to say a very big thank you to my good friends over at 100 Concepts. You guys, their company motto is do good, be dangerous, live free. And these guys are crushing it. And not just, you know, with some great, great products like their, you know, light caps, the scope caps, the hex caps, the anti-reflective grids for your red dots and piggyback red dots on your, you know, hashtag recce rifles and whatnot. Great products. And they're always improving those too. And you see that now with the ruggedized light caps that are more durable and they're quieter. They moved from, you know, the Ranger bands to the shock collars. They're listening to the input you guys have, but they're also bringing on board additional products, additional offerings to be able to bring those solutions to you guys. So whether that's the EXPS series of optics from EOTech, or now they're stocking slings. They're stocking the Iris laser from Holosun. They did a fantastic YouTube video comparing a whole bunch of lasers and changed several of their staff members' minds on, hey, which laser do I want? Do I want this new hotness from the big company? Or actually, nope, I think the Iris is what I'm going to go with. And they've been very methodical and very smart with how they're growing and what they're doing. You guys, they're a tremendous bunch of people. Love, love, love working with them. Again, 100concepts.com. That's the website. Head on over, check it out for yourself, and pick up some gear today. Thank you to both those companies. Like, super, super cool that we get to work with people this awesome in the industry that make outstanding goods and provide amazing service, honestly. But like I said, this week's discussion with Kevin from Custom Night Vision, we're going to get into, I'm sure, a whole bunch of silliness. If you guys haven't checked out the Custom Night Vision YouTube channel, I cannot recommend that enough just for the hilarity that ensues. I think it was, there's one video that like sticks out in my mind, and I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was Kevin talking with Will from Orion Training Group, or you guys might know him, he's Stuffs and Pews, I think it is, on Instagram. But they were talking about the Wilcox, I think it was the Boss Laser or the Raid. They're talking about the laser, the pros, the cons. There's like several different versions of that laser, so it's hard to understand the pros, cons, what each, you know, model does and doesn't have and stuff, whatever. And I bring this up because for the hilarity of this, at the end of the video, it cuts to like a gag scene, obviously, where, you know, Kevin said something along the lines of, next video we're gonna figure out how many of these we can put up my butt. And I think I was watching that like the morning it dropped on like a Saturday with my wife, and I may have spit coffee out on, you know, all over my chest. And that's just, you know, that's where my level of expectation is going into this discussion. So I know there's a time change here, so hopefully when we're recording, it's not, you know, too early in the day or anything like that. But this should be a really cool discussion. We should get into a whole lot of the minutia, maybe not the minutia, but some good details on night vision, but also the juicy bits from the social media dramas, I think, that you guys are looking for here. You guys know how Kevin rolls if you follow him online or anything. So with that, I'm not gonna hold you guys hostage to this any longer. We'll go ahead and we will just jump on over to the discussion with Kevin. Here we go. Finally, Kevin, welcome on to the pod, man. How are you?
Dude, I'm great, man. Just kind of waking up, so got that going on. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. How are you,
man? I'm happy we finally nailed this down. I feel like I've been chasing you. You're like my great white whale, and finally my conquest is complete.
That's my fault. I'm sorry.
No, dude, it's not that big a deal. It's just funny because the way this all came about in the last like 12 hours is wild, to say the least. But man, happy to have you on, man.
That's how a lot of things go in my life. I've got lists of things to do, and one day I just realized, like, I have the time. I want this off my list, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure, man.
Let's get it done.
Yeah, dude. Introduce yourself to the audience, brother. I know a lot of people are aware of you. You're very infamous in certain circles, I think. But for people who may not have seen the YouTube channels and stuff, if you can just introduce yourself.
Okay, so my name is Kevin Holland. I'm with Custom Night Vision. I'm the guy that talks on all of our YouTube videos. This kind of business model is my brainchild. I feel like Custom Night Vision really shook up the night vision industry, and we can get into that, you know, in more detail in a minute if you want. But that's who I am. Just a guy that messes with night vision.
Yeah. How long have you, like, what, how did you get into like putzing around with night vision and stuff? Cause I feel like everybody thinks it's cool, but not everybody can do like what you guys do.
Dude, that's you asked me earlier about questions I get frequently, and that's one that I've gotten frequently, and I don't think I've answered it at length. So this is the perfect opportunity. Before like 2020 timeframe, I was working doing, I mean, just to keep it brief, like construction type stuff. I was selling construction materials for commercial and residential construction. I didn't like it, but it was technical enough to kind of keep my attention. And I was in the market for night vision. I'm a long time, you know, shooter. Always been into outdoorsy physical stuff. Shooting was a big part of that. And one of my buddies kind of introduced me to night vision, and he was like, man, he's like, this is like the missing link. You know, you're doing all this daytime stuff. It gets really cool, you know, after it gets dark. Anyway, so I start looking into night vision. And oddly enough, when people say like, hey, night vision is expensive, and you know, I just don't think I could ever afford it, I completely understand and can identify with you, because I'm going to explain like how I afforded my first set of night vision. My cousin comes to me, and at the time he had been doing stand-up comedy a lot, and I had done a couple open mics with him. And this was right around the time they were shutting down all these public places. And he said, hey, if you apply for this economic relief loan through the SBA, like, just if you just apply, they'll give you $1,000. And I'm not, yeah, it was weird. I'm not big on government handouts, but I was like, just curious. So I fill out on my phone. It wasn't an extensive application. I fill out this application on my phone, and they're like, oh, we'll get back to you. And I'm expecting some kind of just, you know, payment for filling out an application. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, like 3 days later, I get an email that like, hey, we sent you $20,000. And I'm like, What?
What?
Yeah, basically on the application, I'm like, hey, you know, we're doing these stand-up comedy shows that was giving us a little bit of pass or secondary income, but all that is dried up. Essentially, like, boo-hoo me, you know, I can't work because of COVID. And they just send me $20,000. I immediately email them back. I'm like, hey, I don't want this money. They would not take it back. They refused to take it back.
Damn.
The terms of the loan or whatever were like, you didn't have to start making payments for 18 months, and it was a flat interest of like 3%. It was
Not,
crazy. It's
that's
like
not
free.
bad at all. Jeez,
It
man.
was, yeah, it's like free interest, and the terms were like up to like 20 years or something. I already paid it back, but at the time, like, I'd you know, business had really slowed down for us in the construction industry because of supply chain issues.
Right.
And I was like, well, okay, well, I don't need this money, but I also don't have extra money to buy night vision. So I start looking in night vision, being the irresponsible person that I am. And I find Kosher Surplus online, start doing research, find out he's a local guy. And everybody I talked to that had dealt with him was like, oh yeah, Ben, he's great. Like, so I message him. You know, he's got this set of RNVGs posted for sale with L3 tubes, and I like the specs on them, and the price was right. So I say, hey, like, can I meet you somewhere?
Yes.
And he meets me at this Whole Foods that's, I find out later, like right down the street from his house. He pulls up in a minivan. I mean, like, just a, it's, I can't make this up. Pulls up in a minivan that is completely full of packages. I mean, like, I can see him through the windows, right?
Yeah.
And I ask him, are you doing this like all by yourself? Like, where's your business? And he's like, oh, I just do it out of my house. And I was like, do you have any employees? And he's like, no, it's just me.
Damn, that's a lot.
And yeah, so we exchange, you know, cash for night vision, and I bought a helmet and a mount and stuff. And like, I knew nothing at the time. Caveat or like offshoot or whatever you want to call it, like, just a side note here. When I get into stuff, like, I used to be big into race cars, I dive into it and I want to learn everything about it.
Oh, you go
It's
full
kind of like,
retard, yeah.
it's kind of like a journey for me, and it's fun when I get into these little niche things. Unfortunately, with some of the stuff, I don't stick to it because I get to a point where I'm just like bored with it. But night vision kind of stuck for me. Back to Ben anyway. So we do this transaction, and I tell him, hey man, if you ever need any help, like, give me a call, because I know like packing all this stuff up can be time consuming.
Right. Yeah, that's a huge part of any business chain, honestly.
Yeah, and he doesn't. He was like, yeah, he didn't think anything of it. He's like, yeah, whatever. Well, I knew he was selling ammo at the time too. And I ended up meeting up with him probably a couple more times over the next month or two to get, you know, I bought a laser from him. I bought, I think, like a mod light, just other little accessories stuff to add to, you know, my pile of shit that I don't need. And, I'd always ask him, like, hey man, if you ever need a hand, let me know. And my motivation was like, I want to see like how all this works, you know, get involved with this guy. Full transparency, like, if I can do some work for him, maybe I'll get a better deal. You know, he's gonna hook me up because I'll be
For sure.
whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a period of time passes. This was like early 2020. I guess the middle of the summer, he calls me out of the blue. And I'm sitting at my desk at work, and he goes, hey, what are you doing? And I said, I'm at work. And he goes, can you, yeah, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. He's like, hey, can you come over and help out? And I said, yeah, sure, when? And he says, now. And it's like, actually, the way that my job worked previously, I did outside sales, and it was a lot of business to business. So a lot of my stuff was like, for lack of a drawn out explanation, like, I had it set up on kind of an autopilot. So unless something happened or I needed to show up and talk to somebody, I had the time. I could leave if I needed to. So I was like, yeah, I'll come over. I go over to his house and he's got basically like two big, three car garages attached to his house, and they're all full of pallets of ammo.
Damn.
And I knew that people had really started making a run on ammo, you know, all the big, I guess,
Yeah.
defense calibers, 5.56, 9 millimeter, 45, all that stuff. Well, he had, I mean, more shipping labels than I had ever seen, and they were all orders that needed to be filled. And he's going through and he's like, hey, this is over here. We got to break this down, you know, repackage it. And it's everybody's ordering 1,000 rounds or more of something. And
Dude, that is a lot.
I realized very quickly, like, man, this is a lot more work than I bargained for. But I stuck it out. I did that for, I don't know, like a couple of days a week for seemed like months. You know, I would go over there on the weekend, and then he starts asking me about night vision. And he was like, hey, do you want to take like all the night vision photos and list the night vision on the website? And I was like, yeah. So I get into like how he was doing his night vision stuff. And essentially, he had like a big contract for different kinds of tubes. He had all these housings. He had a bunch of optics. And every so often, he would send like, you know, 20 binos worth of stuff off to a builder to get built, and it would come back in PVS 14s, et cetera. So he had all this stuff ready to ship. And he really started the, I'm going to list pictures through the tubes with the specs on the website so people knew what they were buying. And if you're new to night vision, this seems like the norm now.
Yeah,
But
I was gonna say.
before about 4 or 5 years ago, when you bought a PVS 14 or a DTMBS from, say, TNVC, the big dealer at the time, you selected the housing, the tube type, and there may be like a minimum they would give you, like on specs, but you would have no idea if the tube would have spots in it, if it was going to be 2000 FOM or 2800 FOM, or you didn't know what you were going to get.
Yeah, totally
It
at the
was
mercy of the company. Yeah.
exactly, that's how they sold night vision. And you know, all this, all the while, I'm learning more and more about night vision, and I see all this stuff that he has, and I see how he's selling night vision, and it's given him a good competitive advantage. And I pitched the idea to him one day. If I'm all over the place, please stop me and tell me to
No,
organize my
dude,
thoughts.
this is
But
great, man.
okay. I pitched the idea to him. I said, dude, why don't we take all this inventory you have and find a way to get it all on the market at the same time? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you've got all this inventory you're sitting on, and if we can't get it on the website, we can't sell it. So you're selling, you know, portions of your stuff, and you have to wait for those to sell so you can get some more stuff built. At the same time, we're getting calls from people, more housings are coming out, and they're saying, hey, you've got this set of L3 tubes in this DTMBS. Is there any way you can put those tubes in a Katana? Because I want that Katana housing. We would have to tell them no, like all these units are already built. So that's my wheels are turning. I'm like, why don't we just build everything a la carte, like build
Yeah.
everything to order, and essentially like offer a custom, you know, without knowing this was going to turn into something, a custom night vision solution. And we talked about that a lot, and that was like the end goal. We kept doing what we were doing. Sometime in this process, the company that I was working for, that had been open since 1937, goes
Oof.
under. They go out of business right after, like 6 months after Biden gets elected. Okay. So,
Coincidence? I think
it,
not.
well, yeah, it's just, it was a, dude, it was a shitty time. But I get another job and it's like way further from my house. I hate it. You know, I wasn't making as much money. And I start kind of pushing him more. I said, hey, I want to do more with this. I'm interested in this. We've got these ideas. And he's thinking about it more. And it's probably 6 months of me doing this job that I hate, and I'm starting to look for another one. And he calls me, he says, "Hey, do you want to do this full time?" And I was like, "Yeah, absolutely." So within like a week time, he gets literally buys a house in his neighborhood, and we move everything into this house, ammo. We order, dude, and this he lives like in a, if you're familiar with Houston, he lives in Bel Air, which is kind of like an uppity, it's very bougie, you know?
Okay.
It's every other house has a Range Rover and a 911. Like, we buy this house that the people selling it like intended the buyer to knock it down and build some million-dollar custom home. Well, he buys it, we move everything in there. The downstairs is for like shipping, receiving, ammo storage. The upstairs we turn into like a laboratory essentially to build night vision.
That's so awesome.
We buy all these tables, vent hoods, a Hoffman, all the equipment we need. If you're familiar with our YouTube channel and you go back and watch like the very first YouTube video we did, that is in the old house.
Oh, I'm gonna
So
have to go back and look at that now.
yeah, it's kind of funny, but so we did that for a while. We were there for a while, and then the neighborhood was not, I guess,
They
didn't
weren't
like us.
happy. Yeah, I
Well,
was gonna say.
we're getting like box truck loads of ammo delivered there, and it in that neighborhood, yeah, they didn't like it. So then we moved to another location, and all the while the business is growing. We hadn't really like started custom night vision full bore yet. We were still doing stuff kind of like through Kosher Surplus and custom night vision at the same time. And then we right around this time we started the custom builder, if you're familiar with our business, where you can go in and select, basically build your night vision out like you're ordering a brand new car.
Oh yeah, it's super
You
easy.
yeah, you go pick the housing you want, pick the optics, pick the tubes, and then essentially we build your unit out to order and it's ready. And unless we're super busy, like 3 to 5 business days maximum.
Yeah, I've never heard of you guys having a pretty having a long turnaround on most stuff. It's usually within
No,
a
I the only thing I can think, maybe last Black Friday we got to where we were maybe a week and a half behind, but that's the longest I've seen that we've been kind of backlogged
which
on builds.
is not terrible when you have some companies out there quoting like 6 to 12 weeks to get night vision, and it's like,
Yeah,
why am I spending
exactly.
7 grand with you if it's going to take me 3 months to get it? Sorry.
Yeah, and that the crazy thing is they're not building them to order. They get tubes in and they say, "Hey, this many go into this. 30 of these are going to be PVS 14s, or 100 of them, and 100 of them are going to be DTMVSs, and 100 of them are going to be, katanas or RNVGs or whatever else they have." And they offer one optic type, and it is what it is. You get what you get.
Yeah.
We
And
offer pretty much
is
every
it?
housing on the market, every optic on the market,
Yeah,
every tube on the market.
you gotta like I mean, I feel like I just have to ask about it. Like somebody's like the whole optic thing, like the whole mil spec, I was at
Oh,
Optics Gate and everything, and you have
Optics
companies.
Gate. Yeah, that was
Yeah.
fun. So I guess to start that conversation, so for years, everybody sold Carson because that was what was available. It was what was the standard. And Carson went through, I don't remember what was going on with him. They're selling a division, or maybe they were fulfilling a bunch of contracts, but all of a sudden it was very hard to get optics from them. We had a contract to get, I think, early on, like 60 sets a month of objectives and eyepieces. And I would get those every month. Like, I always had enough optics, and we would actually have enough to where we would wholesale them to smaller dealers and vendors. So A lot of people aren't aware of this, and I'll take this opportunity to kind of talk about it. We don't just sell our stuff retail, we sell stuff to dealers as well. So a lot of these smaller companies that operate like strictly through Instagram, we sell them housings, we sell them tubes, we sell them optics. Just so everybody's aware, but at any rate, we got to the point where we weren't getting those optic shipments anymore. And this was happening to everybody. And a few people started looking for alternatives. So you had, what is it? Nightline came in and they had objectives that they were sourcing. Steel had objectives they were sourcing. A company called Salvo's providing eyepieces. And this was really, other than like RPO and some of this higher end stuff, you know, the boom slang, as far as like a entry level or base level mil spec quote unquote offering, that's it's what was available. You know, there's no way to go around at the time, there was no way to go around Carson and get optics straight from Fujinon. Edmunds, not available. I don't know what the other ones, I can't remember what the other companies are that make similar stuff, but they're just not available. So we buy what's available, we test it. You know, we got samples first, we tested it on our Hoffman, and we talked to several people that had used it, and all together agree like, yeah, this is sufficient for what we're charging, for what we consider,
It meets a
you
mil
know,
spec standard, just like,
yeah, for
you know,
optical
you're,
performance.
yeah, I mean, it's
And
just like buying an off the shelf lower receiver for an AR. If it's just mil spec, like, and you're
yeah.
paying, you know, mil spec price, it's all kind of the same as long as it's QC
Yeah.
properly. Yeah.
And to be frank, a lot of other vendors, you know, where we sold Carson as standard for years and we marketed it that way, a lot of other vendors were not doing that, and they were finding stuff not necessarily similar to what we were selling with the steel objective, but not, they were selling something that was not Carson. And it was a bit, essentially a lower cost option. And that's just what they've always sold and still sell. And I'm not going to name names. I mean, you can honestly look at product photos on different people's websites and figure out who those people are. But it's not that big a deal. From a performance standpoint, it makes very, very little to no appreciable difference. I've put a lot of these optical systems in the worst possible environments to show their shortcomings, or, you know,
Yeah, I mean, that was
what's
just a
the
thing that.
inverse of shortcoming, like the how well they perform, and it's not a huge difference. I understand where people were upset. They're like, oh, it doesn't have a cage code. My argument to that is those same people that are complaining about cage codes buy Omni tubes that are, you know, 10, 15, 20 years old that they obviously don't have a warranty because most of them are stolen government property. And it's like, what? So you're worried about the cage code on an optic when you have no
What does
chain
that
of
get you?
custody on.
Like, what is a cage code? What is there a benefit to having that? I mean,
I guess what they're saying, and the cage code is going to supply you with like a history of when the optic was made. If there's any recalls on something, you'll know like if your optic or whatever falls within that time frame or that lot, you know, of things that have been recalled. I've never seen that.
I say
If
I've never heard of
something,
it, but yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
we test all the optics and devices before they leave here. If there's something wrong with them, they don't leave here. So typically, if there's any kind of issue with an optic, it's going to be present at the time that we assemble the device. It's very rare that something goes out and there's some kind of coding failure, you know, a month down the road. Usually you're going to beat it up long before it fails. So that's, I mean, these things are not meant to last forever. They will last a long time, but the optics themselves are kind of consumable. They're wear items. They're meant to be changed when necessary, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that most people, when all that went down, they had no clue. And I'm not saying that like the decept if there was deception by companies or something like that makes it okay. I'm saying that guys were freaking out because they didn't have that particular brand name attached to it. And it's like you didn't even know till somebody on the internet like triggered you and you
Yeah.
freaked out. Like you
Yeah, and
couldn't
they
tell from a
frame it.
performance
They,
standpoint.
yeah, and they frame it as they've been deceived, which a little
Yeah,
blown out of proportion, in my opinion.
there was some pretty
But
spicy, like Reddit blew up about it. Like the entire industry is propped up on lies and propaganda. It's all a sham. It's like, dude, this is wild. And when I think I posted about
yeah.
it, people were like, you're just shilling for your friends. I'm like, no, it's pretty standard
I
stuff. You
got,
want mil-spec,
well,
man. You got mil-spec.
I got a lot of heat because I stepped in and kind of argued with them. Because I'm under the in I have the understanding that, like, hey guys, like, I kind of was one of the first people that came in and took down the shroud of secrecy in this industry. Like, I feel like we had some rapport, like, you can trust me, and they immediately attacked me. And my response was, I guess y'all forgot who I was. Or I mean, most of these people, and I don't want to be, I guess conceited, but I feel like a lot of these newer night vision people, like, they learned what they know about night vision from me. You know, before me, there was Sam Houston, and at some point in time, he took all of his videos off YouTube because he wanted to put them on Patreon or something, I guess, to profit from him. But as far as like the real nitty gritty, night vision information, there was a long period of time where there was not a whole lot on the internet other than mostly opinions on forums like Reddit. You know, there wasn't a lot of people with industry experience saying, like, hey, this is what this means.
I mean, it's still
And
that bad. I mean, like, honestly, you get guys that are, oh, this housing sucks, or these. I mean, you still have people saying if you don't buy L3, then you're buying substandard equipment. It's like, I
yeah, that's
don't
not,
agree with
that's
that.
not true. That's not
Yeah.
true. So, here, so that brings me to another point I think I want to make is a lot of companies. This is one of the big reasons why I felt it kind of incumbent on us to make YouTube content. A lot of companies will make content based on what they have to sell. So you've got companies that sell one or two things, like housings. They'll sell a DTMVS and, you know, an RNVGA with L3 tubes and maybe Elbit tubes, and that's all they have to offer. So of course all their content is going to be centered around those options being the best there is, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean.
Now from our perspective, because we sell almost everything on the market, I can put everything out on the table and be objective and say, like, look, these all have pros and cons. I've used it all. I build it all. I'm not going to say that, you know, if I feel like something's the best, I'll say that. But it's very rare, if you've watched any of our videos, that I'm like, oh, this is the best. The only one that really comes to mind to me is the Raid XE. I was very opinionated on that laser, and I stand behind it because I think it is the best as far
That
as what's on the
video
market.
was that was you did the video on that, right? With Will talking about the
Yeah.
raid. Yeah, the cutscene at the end of that, I'm pretty sure I spit coffee all over myself. The part about how many you could fit up your ass. And I was watching with my wife. She's like, "What are you watching?" I'm like, it's fine. This is just how he is. What else do you
Just
want
my friend. Yeah, it's just my
to
friends, you know.
watch? My friends.
Yeah, I haven't seen really a whole lot come out from any other company. I think that US made company anyway, that competes with it. I mean, from like the standpoint of somebody that will use it in an operational context, there it's just the best there is. Functionality and how the room illuminator works, it's just awesome. And we don't have, and it's not because I've got 1,000 of them in the other room. Like, we don't have a lot of them to sell. You know, I could get a shit ton of D balls or, you know, stuff like that in large quantities. But I think the most raids we've ever had is probably 40 or 50 at a time. In terms of quantity and of inventory for us, that's not very much. So I'm not just shilling for these because I need to sell a bunch of them. I have a strong opinion on them because I like them that much. You know, I've used a lot of lasers that were always kind of like, eh, I used it in golf for a long time, and there's a lot of hype behind that a couple years ago
I
when
was just
those
going
were
to say,
hard to
I love
get.
the end goal. I've never used it. I love the way it looks. It's
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Like, it's a vibe. I get it, but the Raid's better, like as a laser, as a, as an aiming system. So that's
Yeah.
really the only thing I can think of that I've been, more outspoken, have a very clear-cut opinion on.
Yeah, I mean, do you get that question a lot? I feel like that's like the standard go-to when people that just don't know what they don't know. They're like, well, what's the best housing? What's the best laser? What are the best tubes? And it's like, well, it depends, man. Like, what do you want? What are you trying to do with it?
Yeah,
For the
and
most
that's what a
part.
lot of these videos have been about, is like, hey guys, it's not that simple. I need you to sit down for 30 minutes and let's talk about all of them. And I'm gonna do another, that's one of, I've got it written on this whiteboard here to the right of my desk. We need to do another housing review, like an updated one, and go through everything that's on the market now. Because we did one, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. We did one last year. And I need to do one really more in depth than the last one. The last housing review I did was very general and just kind of went over the features and benefits of each one and let people make up their mind. I'm probably going to need to spend about an hour,
Oh
like
yeah.
a literal hour-long video on this, and go through each monocular that's available, each binocular that's available, and I guess really dive into it to answer those questions for people, because
It's blown up. There's so many more options than there were just like 3 years ago or 5 years ago, especially the single tubes, the MH14 and I know the Tonto's been around for a while, and there's a couple of those. There's like an RX14 or RXM or something. I can never, ever keep all that shit straight. I know there's a bunch that just came out in the last year or two.
the Rick's stuff. Yeah,
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
remember what they're called. That's a whole separate thing, man. Some people get bent out of shape about the imported night vision stuff. My typical rebuttal to that is like, look, guys, these are not, I'm seeing more crossover now, but initially the people buying that stuff, they were not, they wouldn't have been our customer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They
Yeah,
wouldn't,
they're not serious users in the way that
for the
I
most
think
part.
a lot of us would use.
They're seeing a price and they're kind of foregoing any of the concerns on performance, saying like, oh, I can get a white phosphor monocular for $2,000 or whatever. I don't even know what the price is. I mean, sometimes people will start there and then they move up to, like a mil-spec type night vision system. But sometimes that's just all they need. It's sometimes it's older people. They, man, that we get crazy, like crazy phone calls from people in Montana that,
Seriously?
yeah, like electricity is a new thing, dude.
Ooh, yeah. I'm sure those are fun to like walk them through the conversation.
I had this guy, and bless his heart, he was so nice. But he bought one of the DNT thermals.
Okay.
Are you familiar with those?
A little bit.
He buys a DNT thermal. And he called me a few times on the shop phone. He's like, hey man, I just can't get this thing to work. I took it to, I mean, he's got to be 70 something, right? Because I took it to, and I want to say he said Radio Shack, which I guess
Oh,
they still have there.
Jesus.
I want to, he's in like Montana or Wyoming. And he was like, yeah, they couldn't get it to work either. And I'm walking him through everything, and it sounds like he's just not putting the battery in correctly, or it's not charging the battery. So I said, you know what, man, because he was so nice, he was like, ship it back to me. I'm going to look at it and find out what's going on rather than send it to the manufacturer or whatever. So he said, ships it back to me with like, it was straight up, just was not putting the battery in the right way.
Oh, Jesus.
So I put the battery in the right way, power it up, we're good to go. But he puts a note in the box, and it's like just how grateful he is that I answered his call and all this stuff, and he put like a headshot in there, and he is, dude, the wildest looking mountain man. Have you ever seen the Magnificent Seven,
Yeah.
the newer?
Oh, yeah.
You know the guy that the
The
real religious guy, the big
Vincent
giant guy looked like
D'Onofrio.
a bear. Is that
Yeah.
his name?
Well, that
That's
the
who.
actor, he was in a couple, he was in a couple seasons of Law and Order, I think Criminal Intent or something. He has like the fur vest and everything. He talks all funny.
That's what he looked like. And I was like, oh my God. And that
Damn.
picture's floating around somewhere here in this office.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't get rid of that. I'd put that up on the wall
No,
for around.
dude,
That'd be great.
like the cowboy hat with the feathers, like Richard Petty shit. You know what I mean?
The king,
And
yeah.
yeah, so dude, I love our customers, and I'm always surprised at the diversity. Like the diversity. I mean, I get here's so other end of the spectrum. I get people that call me and they're asking like how do I do this without being insensitive?
Oh no.
They want to put things on Draco pistols.
Oh
You
man.
know?
Yeah.
Hey,
Why?
you know what? They're customers too. And I'm like, are you? And my first question is always like, do you plan on using this in city limits? And there's a long pause. And I'm like, all right. All righty, dude.
Now I know what we're talking about here.
Lots of talks about laser beams and switches and things.
All you to ask about you had to put a beam on it? Yeah, great. That's
Dude, and so it's one of my deals with the 2A community. You know, a lot of political offshoot here. A lot of 2A people are like, oh, we don't want to be told what to do with guns, but they have other strong opinions on telling other groups of people what they can and can't do. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that.
yeah, the double standard that don't fly.
Here's where I'm willing to forgo a lot of my opinions on values or like pushing them on other people if I can have a machine gun. Like, I don't care. Yeah, hey bro, love is love, but I want a belt fed.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
I like a belt
Whatever.
fed. Yeah.
Leave the kids alone, but yeah, marry whoever you want, but I also want a belt fed. And I would really like y'all to ease up on explosives. Deal? Well, can we call it square? You know what I mean? Like, do
We
you see
call it
where I'm going with
square.
this? Do you
Yeah.
see where I'm going with this? Like, I don't want to push my opinions on you, but I also don't want your opinions pushed on me. Like, I like freedom, the full stop. You know, I feel like within reason, people should be able to do whatever they want to do. Like, obviously, violent
Yeah.
crime is not cool. Like, don't touch kids, don't
Yep.
exploit children, don't
I feel like
abduct
we can all
people.
agree on that one. Yeah.
Yeah,
Leave the
we
kids
all
out of it.
agree. Well, I thought that was pretty transparent. Like everybody would agree with that, but as time goes on.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently not. Sadly. So you guys are doing. So you, how long has it actually been custom night vision? Because I know
Man.
Kosher Surplus was around for a while, and then it was a kind of like that like weird transitionary thing, like in the middle
Dude,
of COVID and everything.
it's funny you ask because I have a list on my computer that I started making. So every night vision unit that leaves here, this is just something I started to do that became kind of like a standard operating procedure, because I wanted to keep track of when a night vision unit was built, who it went to, and what housing and optics were together. So if something turned up here one day, somebody said, hey, I think this came from you. Like if I have a housing number or a serial number, I can look up who originally bought it.
Yeah.
At any rate, the first entry I have on this sheet was 5/18/2022. So
Okay.
I started this like the first day of that house that I was telling you about. So, like, literally the first day building night vision in our first office was 5/18/2022.
So really only a couple of years, 3 years or so.
Yep. But I mean, we were doing it via kosher surplus before that, since like 2019, I think.
Okay, yeah. So that adds more context. And it's cool because you guys have been so successful with it, especially as you saw in that same time period. And you guys know Duncan. I've had him on, a handful of times.
Oh, yeah.
You had so many companies that stood up in like 2020, 2021, whatever, and then within 2 years, like completely out of existence, out of business. Their 10-year warranties are totally voided. People are just, completely screwed if they need anything. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it makes a difference who you spend your fucking money with, folks. Like, do some research.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, that's I tell that story a lot when people say like, oh, you charge sales tax.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to, because if you sell enough stuff, like if your totals in states are above a certain point, you have to charge sales tax. And if you don't, like, they will come after you. And that's part of ensuring longevity in the company that, is going to maintain the device that you spend a lot of money on, is making sure that we're in good legal standing. You know what I mean? So yeah, we unfortunately have to charge sales tax, but we're going to be here 2, 5, 10 years from now.
That's why would anybody not have to charge sales tax? Like, why would that upset anyone? Like, that's, to me, it's a foregone conclusion. Like, I don't agree with it. I hate taxes, but like, it just is the way the world is. You guys actually get like shitty feedback on that?
Yeah, and some of it I kind of understand. Hold on 1 second.
No worries. I just, yeah, it's one of those things where, maybe I didn't pay sales tax when I got, because before I started working with you guys, I bought my D-ball through custom and I was like, this is pretty awesome. Like, I don't, maybe there wasn't sales tax when I did that order. Now that
There
I'm
may
thinking.
have, yeah, I mean, we didn't always charge sales tax, so we got to the point where we needed to, like, it was recommended to us by legal counsel. You know what I
Oh, it's
mean?
always fun when you get legal counsel involved.
Yeah, so I hate taxes. Like, first and foremost, like,
Word.
we made a whole video about this, and like, the shtick, the funny part is like, I'm pissed because of taxes. I don't like it, but this is one of the few cases where I can say like, hey, it kind of makes a difference and it matters. And I don't, the other companies that are somehow getting away with not charging tax, like, I don't knock them on like the basis of like, from a philosophical standpoint, like, hey man, like, if you can get away with it, personally, I'm kind of like, that's tight. But as a business, I'm kind of like, man, it's not fair.
Yeah. That's
Because I
hundreds
mean,
of dollars. You're talking about night vision that's in the thousands or tens of thousands. Yeah, that's a
if you,
advantage.
exactly. And yeah, it's a large purchase. And of course, that's going to be attractive to other people. They don't want to pay sales tax, but it comes with a risk. So yeah, I'm torn on that. But yeah, I don't like taxes, but I also like having a job. So it's a
Yeah, I
weird
mean,
thing.
it's one of those things. Again, I don't know that it's a big deal. Like, pretty much. Well, I know there's places out there that probably aren't, like you said, but at the same time, I would look at that and go, "Why aren't you?" Like, as a layperson who doesn't understand the intricacies of business, I'd look at that and go, "Why am I not being charged?" Like, I'd be happy about it. And if it's something I think if it was something I never anticipated having any kind of warranty service on, I'd be fine with it. But for like lasers, night vision, I would want to buy from somebody I anticipated to be around for a while, and that whole thing, just to me, and I work in finance and stuff, so maybe it's different for me. I'd be like, I don't know how long you guys can be around. You're not charging sales tax, you're not, like, there's no like
Dude.
ITAR form and stuff. Like, how fly by night is this operation? And just questions I would ask, not trying to throw shade.
I honestly had no idea about that. Like, I consider myself a pretty well-versed businessman, but when it comes to like interstate business law and stuff like that, like, I probably slept through that class in college, I bought car parts from out of state companies, like large purchases, for as long as I can remember. Just buying things on the internet and having them shipped to my house. And I thought for the longest time, I'd heard so many different things. I thought for the longest time, like, if you buy something on the internet from out of state, like, you just didn't pay sales tax. I thought that was a thing. And then I heard years ago that that had changed. And I think the government was catching up. I'm going way back. I'm talking 2000, mid 2000s
Yeah, way back in the
time
day.
frame.
Yeah.
I just didn't think sales tax was a thing for e-commerce, if it was out of state. I thought that was the deal. And then I remember being under at some point being under the assumption that it depended on, what state you were in or what state you bought it from. And then now I'm here and I find out it's still state dependent, but everybody over a certain dollar amount, which is very easy to do in the night vision industry,
Yeah.
has to pay sales tax. And I mean, it's not a lot. I mean, in some states it's like $50,000. And I mean, we can do that. We'll do that many sales today. You sell four, six night vision devices with accessories. I mean, that's upwards of 50 grand right there. So, yeah, it's wild that it don't mean to beat this horse, but yeah, it is wild that some the companies just find a way to get away with not charging sales tax.
Are you, so you mentioned like the accessories and stuff, and it's so I know it's cool with your guys' builder, like it's kind of like a one stop. And I say this when I talk about the company all the time, like you can literally go, like we talked about, like what kind of housing do you want, what kind of optics tubes, then you have like the whole slew of like other shit add-ons. How often, I don't even know if you might know off the top of your head, but like how often are you guys selling like complete setups to people who are just like, you know what, I finally got the money, I need a helmet, I need a mount, I want a fucking laser, and I'm getting my tube or tubes today, and they just all at once go for it.
It's pretty, I would say, out of like 10 night vision orders, I'll break it down. So out of let's just take 10 night vision orders, okay? I would say the first five or six of them are going to be just the night vision unit and maybe a mount. And then I guess the rest of those are going to be a night vision unit, a mount, a helmet, and maybe a laser. And maybe one or two of those will be like all that plus a strobe plus a bunch of other stuff. So it's pretty frequent. But it's a lot of people will buy things kind of piecemeal. So if they need a helmet and mount, they'll buy the night vision unit, the helmet and the mount, and then wait on the laser. But I like the way we do that. We have that laid out because when you package all that stuff together, you end up saving a lot of money. And
You look at the big picture. Yeah.
it's mutually beneficial. Like if you talk to anybody that's worked in any kind of sales or retail, like when you can bundle things together, you can accept lower margins per individual item because overall you're going to have a higher, you know what I mean? You can
Yeah.
accept a lower margin in general, but it works out to be more revenue.
Well, and then as a consumer, you pay shipping one time, not, you know, like, because
All, yep.
some of the stuff, it's expensive to ship. Like, I just bought a helmet from you guys, and it's like, it wasn't that bad on shipping. I know there's like a free option and then something else, but I have like buddies and friends, like, man, I just hate paying for shipping. I'm like, yeah, but you know what I fucking hate? The USPS losing my shit and me not getting it for like a month. So I'm happy to pay, but at the same time, like, you
It
know,
didn't ship UPS.
I paid for extra ship, for whatever the next level up, it might have been UPS. I think it was UPS.
It should have been UPS.
Yeah, sorry, USPS.
The only stuff we ship USPS is like small stuff.
Yeah.
Like when we sold a lot of EOTechs, this is kind of funny. When we sold a lot of EOTechs and stuff like that, we found that like if you take the EOTech, they come in that like kind of plastic
Yeah, like
case.
the Pelican case. Yeah.
It's not a pel it's not like a Pelican, but it's like a plastic box,
Yeah.
whatever, and it's got like a paper sleeve over it. We found out that if you take the paper sleeve off of it, you can stuff that EOTech box in a padded the USPS padded envelope. And I mean
Yeah.
it just barely fits. And we would like stuff the envelope in there. And then we'd seal it with their provided the sticky stuff on the envelope and then tape it. And it was like that was a way less expensive way to ship EOTechs. And we did thousands of them like that.
That's awesome.
But
That's awesome.
for the most part, stuff that ships USPS is going to be like the little stuff, you know, like you buy a micro bat lanyard and or a battery pack or something like that by itself, then we'll ship that USPS. But the majority of the stuff gets put in an actual box and goes out UPS.
Yeah, I think most serious companies now don't trust the United States Postal Service with high dollar items. Like I think because I bought my very first device, my PBS-14, I got through Steel, and that was UPS. And then when I bought my laser through you guys, that actually might have been USPS, and there was a delay. You guys were super responsive, and I think like the day you replied to me was the day it actually ended up showing up, or whatever. But yeah, I tried, dude. I hate the USPS. I try to always go with either FedEx or UPS whenever I can, just so much more reliable with the tracking and shit. Makes me feel better.
I've had good luck with USPS, but UPS is a lot more up to date with their tracking stuff, that's for sure.
And let's be honest, if you're dropping like 11 grand on night vision, like you want to know where it's at and when you're gonna fucking have it. Like I've had friends that have ordered
You
stuff from you guys, and they're
say
like,
that.
when is it gonna be here? I'm like, dude, just check your tracking. They're not gonna take that long. You'll be fine. Just chill out.
The only time I will tell the only time that you have to wait is if we don't have something. A lot of times it's you know, waiting on the housing or optics or something. Like if you order RPO and we're out, or you ordered a Nocturne product and we're out, which happens pretty frequently. But other than that, I mean, the units get built. Everything behind me right now is stuff that's been bought in the last 2 or 3 days, and it will be done today or tomorrow.
That's not bad at all.
I mean, five business days usually max, unless it's something, you know, crazy. But
Which makes it all the
yeah,
more
which
frustrating when I buy something like a fucking helmet cover, not gonna name any names, but then it's gonna take 3 weeks to stitch together a piece of nylon, but I can have night vision put together and at my door in like 5 days. It makes sense.
we try to get everybody their stuff fast because I mean, one, it's really not that difficult for us to do. Like I'm huge on efficiency. That's kind of one of my main redeeming qualities and roles here is making sure that everything runs smoothly and operates efficiently. I don't like having a lot of stuff on my desk to do. I want it off my desk. I want everybody to have their stuff. I want to be caught up so I can do stuff like this, like talk to you. I can go make YouTube videos. I can go to the doctor's office if I need to, like stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Silly. People don't go to the doctors.
Dude, I put
Oh,
off a lot of personal stuff, and
I
this
do
is
too.
just being 100% honest. Like, I put off a lot of personal stuff so I can be here and get things out for the customers, and I don't have Ben breathing down my neck. And
I love the comments when people are like, well, if they would just do some work and not take, was it like last year or something? You guys had like a you had flooding down there in Houston or some shit, and people were like, "Well, where the fuck is my order?" And you guys were like, "Hey, just so you know, we're in here working. There's no power, and we brought in a generator to run a fan so we don't die of like, heat stroke, but we're trying to get
It was
orders
like
out as fast as we
110
can."
degrees in here. It was like 110 degrees in here. And I was getting yelled at the whole time because my generator at my house stopped working. And I was like, well, I can't just drive home. Well, that and I couldn't waste the fuel because there was no fuel. I
Yeah, no
couldn't.
power means no gas station.
So, man, we work hard for the customers. And anybody that says otherwise just really isn't paying attention. And
Yeah,
that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I also tell people, like, you can call me at any day if you want to talk to me. As long as you're, you can be a dick if you're interesting. I'll talk to you. You know,
I
if you want to have a debate, we can have a debate. So,
say,
but
I'm gonna call you now, and I'm just gonna say something rude right off the bat.
do it, dude. Do it. I'll say something witty back.
I'm probably not that quick. I'll be like, well, that was well played, short-lived. Talk soon. That'll be the extent of the conversation for sure. Like
I grew up with some pretty funny assholes, man. So I got come up with some zingers every now and then.
I mean, I feel like that you kind of have to in this community, otherwise, or you just have to not to talk. You have to not talk to anyone because that's just how it goes. I mean, everyone fucking argues over. I mean, we talked about Reddit. Like, everyone's just there to fucking argue or bitch about something, and like two, maybe three times out of 10, it's warranted. You know what I mean?
And there's Reddit's a weird thing because there's people behind the scenes in the Discords, like pulling the strings, pushing, I don't want to say misinformation, but they have their own agendas and they orchestrate the fighting on their in their best interest.
It's you have to look, you have to be an intelligent human to look. I mean, like I said, for the most part, you have to look past a lot of that. There's no, I mean, some of them I genuinely agree with, like, hey, this company's not fulfilling orders or taking people's money for night vision, and I'm not
Oh
naming
yeah, I was
names.
gonna say people. People like I want my stuff, and then they go buy stuff from Night Vision Network, or they, you know what I mean? Like, or they're like, oh, I'm on Reddit all the time, and then they bought from Night Vision Network. I'm like, dude, but are you like, do you before you hit, do you
Did you
research
do
anything?
any? My brother was going to buy through them years, a couple years ago. He's like one of these classic, like him and Haw types. So he had bought like a Hardhead Veterans helmet, whatever. And he's like looking at Night Vision because they package like a discount code for Night Vision Network with buying the helmet. And I was like, bro, it's going to take you 9 to 12 weeks just to, you're going to spend $3,000 on a PVS 14 and then wait 3 months to get it. He goes, yeah, but it's going to save me, 6%. I mean, that is the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard, dude. Like, do not do that. Do not fucking do that. Thank God the one time he did listen to me, on something, he did not order from them. And then you see all this shit coming out, and I'm like, damn, dude. Dodge that
Yeah,
fucking
dude,
bullet.
I haven't said anything about them because I don't
I mean,
know. I met
yeah.
one of the guys over there. We used to provide them stuff. He's a cool dude. Oh, look, it's Ben.
Oh, hey, Ben.
Yeah, I've just kind of held my tongue and it's played out, you know, how it's played out.
Yeah, you
So.
really don't need to say anything. People, the proof is there, right? You've had like enough testimonials, I guess, right? Like enough people are like, hey, I've also had that experience. Hey, I've also, and you have other companies that were, supplying like PGD, supplying them helmets and stuff, right? Where it's like, hey, we spent $550 or $600 on a helmet, never got it. The company came out and made a post on Reddit, was like, hey, we feel terrible. Here's this, like, I like that they made the code was like NVN Ponzi or whatever. And like, here, we'll give you a 25% discount on a helmet if you order direct through
Well,
us, that kind of thing.
they were probably owed money too.
Probably, which
So,
is, sad all the way around, but
yeah.
I
Yeah,
mean,
I don't,
that's the
it's not just the customers that aren't getting paid, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I mean that's the consumer responsibility to it when we talk with people sometimes is like, just look at where you're spending your money. Just do a little bit of research. I mean, it's 2025. Everything's out there. If like ask AI, they can find a lot of it for you now. Like just try a little
Dude,
bit.
call the company too. Like, I can't tell you how many. Who was that? I was talking to somebody. What was it that I was? Damn. So I have a good example. Somebody in this industry, they were trying to get a hold of some company because they wanted to. Oh, it's Fight Light. Fight Light. They wanted to buy a Fight Light upper. Okay. Which I have and I've run for a long time, if you've seen any of our videos. And they said, I just could never get them to email me back. And I said, I called him, dude. And he's like, I never thought of that. Called him. I said, hey, I've got this Fight Light upper and no fault of theirs. Like, I ran the dog piss out of it and I broke it pretty good. I said, hey, I want to send it back and get some warranty work done. And they said, cool. I gave them my email over the phone. They send me essentially like, I don't know if it was an RMA email or something, but I got them to initiate the email chain over the phone. And then I sent them to Upper, and I was like a 2 weeks or something. They sent it right back. It was all good as new. You know, it's just an example. Like if you can't get somebody through email, well, they're probably not checking that email very often. Or, you know, companies have oversight. Maybe the person that is supposed to be checking the emails isn't. He doesn't have someone directly looking over his shoulder. Just give him a call. You know, everybody answers the phone. Everybody's got a
Right.
sales team that answers the phone.
People are afraid of the telephone in 2025. They're afraid of human interaction. If you can just type it, it's
Dude,
easier.
I just call places. Like, I've my doctor, so I have a doctor like everybody else. And anytime I need a prescription filled, it's like I have to call three or four times before I get through the answering service to the office and they actually fill the prescription. And last time I was there, I was like, dude, I need your cell phone number or something because I want to be able to call you. I don't want to have to log into some portal. You know what I'm
Yeah, that's a
saying?
pain in the
Like
ass. Yeah.
I want some kind of direct communication. When all else fails, I can call you. And I say that just call companies because if you read something online, oh, that doesn't look good. Call them and ask them about it. You don't have to listen to everything they say, but they may have an explanation that makes sense.
Ooh, context. Yeah, no, that might be helpful. Instead of just.
Context outside of just the other, you know what I mean? Just the
Yeah.
customer's perspective. Because I can't tell you how many customers we've had that they got bent out of shape because of just silly stuff. Like their expectations are wild and they have no concept of like how much things cost. And they go sit on us on Reddit or Facebook or something. And I chime in, and I'm like, well, here's what actually happened, And then everybody is mad at that person for
Being an
essentially,
idiot.
making a false complaint,
Yeah, and muddying the waters within the community. I mean,
Well,
here's the thing.
they don't realize that they're costing other people a good experience sometimes. Like if they see that complaint that may or may not be legitimate, they go buy from somebody else and they get screwed over. You know what I mean? They could have bought from company A that somebody made an illegitimate complaint about and had a great experience.
Right, man, because I
You know what I
saw that.
mean?
That shitty comment based off of stupidity. Yeah, I kind of ruined that. Yeah, that's what makes
Mess
this.
up the whole thing.
Yeah, it makes the community hard to navigate for people that really. I mean, it's bad enough. Like, a lot of us don't understand, like, what is a FOM? What is signal to noise ratio? Do I want to be high or low? Like, it's hard enough with that, let alone like the drama side of it that for whatever reason just seems to like be omnipresent. Like, it's never just like, hey man, night vision's cool and I love it here. It's always like, yeah, but F you, F him, F the horse, and you know, night vision is sometimes fun.
The same. This, well, I mean, the gun space is kind of the same.
Oh
Look at
no, it's
SIG.
terrible. I try not to look at them. I did have a buddy who's had the M17, so in a holster, in a duty belt, with the thumb safety on. Bumped off the bed, hit the floor, and went off in the holster and almost shot him in the face. Like, yeah, good. It's good quality products there.
How are they standing behind that?
Well, the user manual now officially recommends that you don't store it and carry it with a round in the chamber. So, you know, just saying, covered.
Yeah,
Operator error
so
must have been the problem with
yeah.
the operator. Yeah. But we don't have to get into that.
Yeah,
That's
so
enough.
it's not just night vision, man. It's the whole industry encompassing guns too.
Yeah, I
That's
mean,
wild.
take some fucking accountability. Like, learn to read, do some research, like, pick up the phone, talk to somebody, just do like one or two extra steps. And that's like all these people that, like, oh, I bought this, like, the Rick's binocular, and I didn't realize that it was Gen 2 night vision, and it wasn't going to be what my friends had. Like, well, you spent a third of what they did. So it's not saying that that's bad necessarily. It's just not what you thought it was because you only looked at one piece of data, the price tag. If you look at other things, you would see that there's a reason why the other things are more expensive or have more features or whatever the fuck you're looking for. Like, take 20 minutes. You surprise the shit out of yourself. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I can kind of add to that the comment that you're making. I can't tell you how many people call and ask about, NNVT tubes, and they want the whole angle of the question they're asking is they want me to say they're just as good. And
But
I'm
they're not.
like, I'm not gonna say that. But they're like, they know it. They know that it's not as good, but they want me to basically make them feel like they're just as good so they can lie to themselves and be like, oh, I saved a bunch of money. And you know what I mean? It's not that they're going to go tell their friends that they're just as good, but when they use it, they don't want to feel like they have a substandard product.
Right. Right.
You know
They
what I'm
want to feel
saying?
better about it. Like, look,
They want to
buying.
feel good about it, but they don't want to spend any more money than, and it's like I almost feel for them, but I'm like, hey guys, look, I'm in a weird position where I can't do that.
Yeah,
I
Daddy.
have to tell you, I got to tell you the
Have to tell you
truth
the
because
truth.
I'm the objective, truthful night vision guy.
Yeah, I
So
mean, if you want to save money, go buy used, or I mean, Photonis, if you know what you're looking for, you can get some decent performance out of Photonis tubes. But like, I've not once recommended NNVT to anybody. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not, but I don't. It's not something that I, recommend to folks when they ask me about it.
yeah, I mean everything's got its place. If
Yeah.
if you're not like hunting or it's like super serious use, you're primarily in an urban area, like it is still night vision, but you're gonna use supplemental IR. And if you ever intend to be on like some kind of force on force exchange where you can't use IR, then you're at a disadvantage. Because
Yeah, there's
obviously, when you
your
use any kind of IR, you're telegraphing your position, and that's something a lot of people don't consider. But I mean, money is a thing. I get that, and I say that a lot in my videos. Like I don't want to twist people's arm into spending money they don't have. If it gets you started training,
then it's
then it's
that's
the right
the thing.
product for you. You know what I mean? It's the right product for you. And the cool thing about night vision, even that stuff, is it does retain most of its value. So you can use it for a few years, keep saving up, and then buy something better when you have the funds.
Yeah, sell it and trade up to something better that you're going to feel better about.
Yeah, or keep saving or just go get one of those 0% loans, you know?
Yeah, go email the SBA.
Oh, that wasn't 0%, but
I mean, shit. I mean, 3% might as well be these days. Damn.
yeah,
But,
it's like 3% over 20 years. That was right around the time that the SBA was getting, like, everybody was getting locked up for illegitimate SBA. Did you hear about that?
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I work in banking. So that the payroll protection loans that came out at COVID and the SBA fraudulent stuff, we at the and at the time too, I was working at an institution that was a real big SBA lender. So that stuff was very, very, I won't get
Dude,
into it because people won't understand, but like it was heavy shit.
when I went to go actually make a withdrawal to go pay Ben, I went to, it was still my bank, like I bank with Comerica. And I went to a Comerica that was by my old office in like inner city Houston. And they were like, no, we're
We're
not
not
gonna dispense these
that.
funds. And I was like, why? It's in my account. And they're like, yeah, but there's been too many fraudulent SBA payments. And I was like, okay, well, I called them. I tried to give this money back. They're not taking it. So I'm going to spend it. Long story short, I go to like the bank in my hometown, and they're like, yeah, it's cool. Like they've known me
Oh.
since I was like 5 years old.
Yeah,
So,
because they knew you, they were willing to do it. Yeah.
yeah. My dad took me into this very same bank like my whole childhood and did all his business through there. So, yeah, they weren't worried about it.
And their kids is the value of a brick and mortar bank. Because when shit
Yeah.
like that happens, the internet won't help you. But man, I'm like right at time. As much as I hate to call it here, man, because this has been awesome and we finally get to
Yeah.
connect. Appreciate the shit out of the time, man.
Anytime.
Where can people get
Let's,
a hold of you if they got questions on this shit?
man, our shop phone, it's on the website, customnightvision.com. You can go to the Custom Night Vision Instagram. You can hit me up on Instagram at KevlarH88. Go follow both of those if you don't mind. And then the YouTube channel, of course, Custom Night Vision.
Oh yeah.
Go subscribe to that if you're into night vision or just silliness in general. I do a lot of silliness. We would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. And we can do this again when you got more time, man, because I can
Yeah,
talk
dude.
for hours about
Yeah,
shit like
dude. We'll
this.
I'll be in touch for sure. We'll definitely set up another one. This was awesome, man. I
Okay.
appreciate you.
Yeah, it sounds good, man. I
Take
look
care,
forward
buddy.
to it.
So I know that was one that several of you guys were waiting for. And I've been trying to connect with Kevin for a while, but he is busy. If you guys are following what Custom has been doing over the last several years, where they really separated from the Kosher Surplus brand and became their own, you know, thing. And then now it's just custom. And honestly, you know, thinking back to it, back when I ordered that first laser, that D-Ball A3 that I, that I still have, yeah, the website still had the custom night vision and Kosher Surplus up on it. So it was, you know, kind of a weird duality thing going on for a minute there. And then it's just, you know, now it's just custom night vision. So it's cool to actually, man, to sit down and have the conversation finally. I know those guys are, they're cranking out all kinds of good stuff. And I know they're a partner here. A lot of you guys are like, I can almost see the comments, like the notifications and the comments are going to come in from people that are like, oh yeah, you're just shilling for your buddies, or, you know, oh, you're just, you know, it's one big commercial for custom. And I love it when people drop that stupid shit in the comments, because it's like, well, I'm not going to invite anyone on here to insult them. There's plenty of like Instagram live parties that try doing that to, you know, betwixt grown men. It's really not my deal. Like I don't enjoy doing that. I like, you know, building relationships. I like having connections with cool people. Kevin's hilarious. In my book, he's good people. I know that there's probably some folks out there in the Reddit sphere or the interwebs, you know, that, you know, they may not have the highest opinion of him, and that's fine. Like, you know, opinions are like, you know, buttholes, and everybody has one, and yours stinks. But at any rate, like, it's cool to hear the story. It's cool to hear how it all came together. And I definitely, you know, would love to be able to catch up with him again in the next, I don't know, month, a couple months here. I don't know. I hate putting a timeline on things, because inevitably it never holds. You know what I mean? Like, people get busy. This one, it just happened to fall together. Like, I had a break in my work day. I was able to take like my lunch and sit down and record with him. There's a time difference there, you know, between Houston and where I'm at in Detroit. So about an hour, I think, is the other Central Standard, I want to say. So it's kind of like this weird juggling act to get it to come together. But, you know, I love working with the guys at Custom. They do great, great work, and they know what's up. Like, I remember talking to the guys and being like, hey, you know, what do you guys think about the DTNVSs? And they're, you know, good goggles. Like, plenty of dudes run DTNVSs, and they were like, nah, man, you don't want those. You want to go ahead and go with the MH1 from Lloyd Innovations. Like, these things are going to be, like, what a lot of people are really looking for, because they have this huge feature set. And I like the MH1s. I think they're a great, great choice. They have a lot of interesting features for people that want a bunch of different things out of their night vision. And the same thing, you know, with the 1431s that I got from them, you know, a while back, and like, I didn't even know where to go with it. And they steered me in that direction. Like, hey, this is probably the best, like, bang for buck, full featured, you know, night vision goggle at the time. Now, granted, that was years ago, so that's a little bit different, but that would not necessarily be the answer today, you know. And that's a crazy part too, is these guys are so up on everything that's going on in the industry, the developments, the changes, the technology, the housings, the tubes, like the politics of it all, like, you know, the stuff with L3 kind of backing out of the civilian market, right? So then they stay on top of all of it, and they like provide this stuff to you guys without a paywall. You know, it's good information if it's what you're looking for. I think that the difficult part when we get into it, and I think Kevin kind of alluded to it a little bit, and we kind of touched on that with the accountability, the consumer accountability piece, is that people, for better or for worse, and we all know this, like, when I say it, you're gonna be like, it's true, whether we want to admit it or not, people don't want to be bothered with having to learn the details. They just want to know what, you know, what device is going to make them, you know, effective and capable, or in some instances, not even that. They just want to know what's going to give them the requisite amount of internet clout so that they're not going to get made fun of. Like, oh, dude, yeah, you're rocking like some of those Rix units, or you got NNVT tubes. You know, like he was saying, guys want him to tell them that they're just as good as the next thing so that they can feel better about making the cheap purchase. And it's just not the case, you know, like, It is difficult learning this stuff. I've been messing with night vision for a couple of years now, and I still don't have a, I would still not say I have what I would call a complete grasp on a lot of the very technical stuff. Like, I know housings, I know features, I know how to use it and everything like that. But if you're still talking about, like, can I sit down and give somebody a beginner crash course in how to read the spec sheets and understand, you know, why certain tubes match up with each other, and why, you know, one tube will pair well with this one, but not another one, when they both have very similar FOM ratings. That's figure of merit, is what everybody seems to want to judge their intensifier tubes off of. And that's really, I mean, that's why that metric exists, is it's supposed to be a high level, I guess, score of the quality of the tube altogether and stuff. But like, it's not really, when you start understanding what you should actually be looking at your signal to noise ratio, which I think, if I'm remembering this correctly, you want that to be a really low number. But there's all kinds of different stuff to look into. And yeah, it's wild, because you can find, there's open, and like, as I'm saying this, I'm like, in one hand telling people, you know, hey, don't be lazy, go learn your shit about night vision, while also admitting that I have not done that myself. You know, it's all open source information. You can go look it up and understand pretty quickly, at least on a base level, like how to read the spec sheets and know what you're looking for. But you don't have to. I mean, you can just call the guys at Custom. You know, they have the shop phone that, you know, Kevin referenced, and you can reach out via the website and go, hey, I'm just looking for some really good tubes in this price range. Or if you don't want to do it off price, you want to look at a certain, you know, hey, I want at least, you know, 2200 FOM. I want white phosphor and I want L-bit. I don't want L3 for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you could call them with those specifications and they'd be able to say, okay, well, here, this is what I have. Or if you say, hey, I just want a good pair of tubes, I don't really know, I was looking at this one, and this one on the website, can you talk me through, you know, what the specs and everything mean? Is this going to be a good set? I just don't want anything with blems on it. And you know, they're there to help. And you know, and while I want to sit here and I want to tell you guys that everything that Custom does is fantastic, because it really is, there are other good night vision companies out there. I don't want to make it sound like they're the only ones that, you know, provide good service or use a Hoffman to put, you know, images up online and stuff. Certainly there's a level of industry standard now, but it is cool when you look at the impact they've had on the market and how the images now start to become a bit of a standardized practice for, you know, people selling night vision. And I think now you have to, if you want to be competitive, people want to see what they're getting before they drop these thousands of dollars. It's like, I wouldn't go to the dealership and be like, yeah, I'm going to buy a brand new Jeep. And they go, cool, it's going to be $30,000. And you're like, all right, well, can I see it? No. Like, well, is it scratched or dented? I don't know. It's like, well, what color is it? Blue or green? And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't make any other large purchase. Like, you wouldn't go spend, you know, 10 grand on an engagement ring for your fiance, your wife, your girl, right? Without seeing it first, right? But we were doing that with night vision for so long, and we just kind of accepted that's what it was. So not anymore, right? So it is kind of cool hearing that stuff, talking about it. And like I said, I'd love to get Kevin back on in the future when I'm able to insulate a little bit more time in our days, so that we don't have to kind of end so abruptly. So there will be a part two coming, and it will be good for sure. But hopefully you guys enjoyed that discussion. If you have, you know, an interest into getting into more of the stuff and looking into it, go ahead and go over to customnightvision.com, check out the website, see what they got going on over there. If you have questions, there's the chat function that's in the lower right corner of the website. But if you have questions specifically you want us to talk about on the podcast here, like, hey, I really want to hear about A, B, C, and X, Y, Z, can you reach out to Kevin and get it, you know, hey, bring him back on and talk about this. Like, let me know. I'll make sure we talk about it. Anything from, you know, fitting laser devices in places they're not supposed to go to feet, or, I mean, whatever else. Like, honestly, I don't think anything's off the table. You know, just, you know, keep it cool, you know. But I appreciate you guys hanging out. I appreciate you guys all listening, checking out this week's episode. Like I said in the intro, this is not actually how this was supposed to go this week, but it's a really, really cool opportunity for a pivot. It almost never works out this way, so I was very excited to be able to catch Kevin and weasel my way into his schedule, so to speak. So thank you guys for listening. that's all I got. More to come in the next next week. Actually, no, because at the time that this drops, we're officially in July. So we'll have a sit rep coming up for you guys. We got the 4th of July coming up in just 3 days here. You know, God bless America and all that good stuff. So everybody stay cool out there. The summer heat is just, man, it put me down for the count coming back from Florida, man. I will tell you what. But yeah, stay cool out there. Everybody stay safe. And like we always say here, work hard, train smarter, and be prepared.